Once again, it's Therapy Thursday, where we spend a little time on the couch with Dr. Steve Craig, psychologist and corporate coach for Craig Counseling Services in Bloomfield Hills. Doc, good morning. Good to see you.
The highlight of my week is coming down here to fix you guys.
Yeah,
fix us. What's our topic this morning?
Today we have Dr. Steve. My wife and I are in marriage counseling, and things are only getting worse. We have grown apart and only talk about surface issues or nothing at all. Our therapist is trying to teach us to listen better to each other, but I try to listen to my wife talk about her day, and she tries to listen about the details of mine, but it quickly just falls apart. We get angry at each other for not listening. Our therapist keeps telling us to have patience and think of important things to talk about our jobs and our jobs and our lives are so very different each day. She's a stay-at-home mom with the kids, and I run a manufacturing company, that we have just nothing in common anymore. It's been almost 6 months of counseling, and we're getting nowhere. I don't want us to end up hating each other with all this fighting. How do we survive when we have nothing to talk about? Is it okay to just get a divorce while we're still friendly? How do people rekindle a spark that just isn't there anymore? Jamie's not going to win today.
I don't want to go first. This one's hard.
Yeah, it is.
I don't get this guy. You do have things. You share a home. I assume that they have children.
Children, yeah.
You share that interest. You may not find her job relevant, but you need to, because that's your home and your family that she's taking care of. So man up and get interested in your own home life. And maybe she can't relate to your manufacturing world. She doesn't necessarily have to, as long as she understands that it's meaningful to you.
I'm going to adopt that man up in my practice there. Is that what I just say? Just man up.
Man up.
Yeah,
man up.
Yeah. Hey, man yeah. up. Right. Got it.
Make my day.
I think they need to talk about other things than just the house and, you know, who's going to Costco? How's your job? Did you get payroll? All of that is kind of mundane. I think you need to like rekindle with go on a date night. Talk about things that brought you together back in the day and fun memories that you have and start to get closer that way instead of just all of the business of the home.
Okay.
And I'm a mixture of both of those.
Of course.
Goldilocks.
Yeah, there you go.
How much of this is because, though, we all, whatever frustrations we had during the day, the minute our spouse gets home, we tell them about our frustrations and not the good parts?
Well, so that's a good segue for me. The thing here is the mistake I think people make is that we don't bond over the events of the day or the details of the day. We bond over shared experiences, shared emotional experiences. So I can't relate. I mean, you guys could talk about your jobs. I can't relate to what you're doing, but I can relate to what frustrates you. I can relate to what makes you anxious, what you're worried about, when you felt discouraged. It's those emotional experiences we have. So to your example, if you had a frustrating day, we come home and we dump the frustration on people. Or we don't know how to relate because that we talk about, you know, well, I sold the price point on these widgets at this pallet in the Des Moines factory. I was like, oh, I can't follow that.
Yeah.
But I was frustrated, and it's tough to live my day when I feel frustrated every day. I can relate to that all the time. And so, you know, it's about learning what this therapist should be teaching them is it's not, you don't just get hobbies. So hobbies are good, but what about the hobby? How do you feel? Is it exciting to learn the new thing? What is it about it that's challenging? What are you doing? It's those shared emotional experiences that people never really talk about. Or like with frustration, they just dump out all this anger. I'm angry about this, blah, 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 and they move on. How do I relate to that?
Right.
So it's really about learning that. So I think I've said it in here before. Four levels of a conversation. Level one is surfacey, nothing. Mm-hmm. Level two are the details. What? How much the price point was of the widgets? How many diapers did you buy? I can't relate to that. Mm-hmm. Level three is the shared experiences I've had. I was excited about this, frustrated about that, angry about that. And when we start to talk about how we have that emotional experience, then you can get to level four, which is I can relate to that. You get frustrated, so do I. You get angry, so do I. You get excited. That's where we bond. So you have to learn to talk at that level.
But don't you also have to somewhat, I mean, we try to do a balanced news program. We try to include the fun stuff as
yeah,
well as
right,
the,
right.
the, you know, the heavy stuff. Don't you need for your spouse, for the first words out of your mouth, oh, you wouldn't believe what
right.
happened today. Or, I got yesterday when I went home. My granddaughter Lucy was helper of the day, and yes. She came in and told me about that. And I mean, Grandma made sure that she did that. Made my day.
But exactly right.
That throughout any given day, we have that bond.
I have things that frustrate me, things that excite me, things that worry me, things that I'm sad about. I should share all of that with you know, I should be a full-rounded person. How was your day doesn't mean what details. It's what were you excited about? What were you angry about? That's what people want to know. And you're right. You have to mix it all in. You can't say no emotions, and you can't just dump all the garbage. Because I can't take all that.
But you have to respect. Also, you know, he has to respect her job at home. Sometimes, you know, men maybe not.
That's a really good point.
They don't respect. You know, you're home. You're at home all day.
How hard could that be?
Right. Exactly. He doesn't sound like he respects.
Well, they stay home one day and then they realize it's really hard.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
I got this. Right. When are you coming home?
What about the rekindling part of this?
Well, the rekindling comes through that shared experience. Because what I think they're doing is the trap everyone falls into of just talking about details or nothing. But when you start to really bond with people over those shared experiences, then you start to rekindle. That's when it's when someone shares the same experience. Yeah, you were frustrated too. Oh, I know you were frustrated about this, but I hate when that happens. Mm-hmm. That's when we start to bond and rekindle.
He asks an interesting question here, though. He says it's not working. Maybe that's because he's not working at it.
That's right. Yeah. They're working at the wrong things.
He says, I don't want us to end up hating each other. If we're going to end this thing, I want it to end it when we can still do it amicably. At what point is that?
That's a great question. People don't, it's hard to tell, but if they were sitting in my office, that you shouldn't ask that question, because then you're looking for the end anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But what we should do is figure out, the therapist should be teaching them what it is they're missing so they can rekindle it, to Jamie's point. Mm-hmm. Because if you're just looking for the out, then you haven't really developed the skills you need to be in it. You're too focused on the out rather than what you need to do. And you can always rekindle. If you had it there, you can get it. If you really want to do the work to find out, I mean, again, shared experiences. What are you talking about? What are you sharing? So
you're saying you can always rekindle.
I shouldn't say always. So okay. Often you can't, because there's too much damage that was done. But mm-hmm. you'd be amazed at how many can.
And I've only got 45 seconds for you to fix this for us. But but to that point is it right to kind of pull the pin and get out sooner rather than when it's going to turn into a nuclear event?
Well, now I'm feeling frustrated. We have 45 seconds. I'm just sharing. Right.
Sure.
Yeah, sometimes it's the right thing.
And I hear you.
Oh, wow, guy. sometimes.
Hurry.
Sometimes you need to pull the pin because a lot of damage has been done and it's better. But you got to work on it. You got to make sure you're working on the right things, not just keep working, banging your head into the wall.
Make sure it's a last resort.
Right.
All right. Dr. Steve Craig, a psychologist, corporate coach for Craig Counseling Services in Bloomfield Hills. Thank you so much, sir.
We'll see you guys.
And is the system lobbyism used for providing event tickets for lawmakers? Is that legal? We'll talk to Craig Mauger about it at 7:35.